Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind and answer a few questions for me, please?
No problem.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, are you 21 years old and older and, you know, registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Black.
Okay, African-American.
African-American.
Okay, great. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote. I'll vote out of respect to my ancestors.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. I really appreciate that. Now, may I ask your age? You don't have to respond if you don't want to.
I'm 39.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number will you pick?
I would say 8.
Okay. Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I think it's about the same with things that are happening.
Okay.
It's about Great. The same.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay, not very strong. Okay, great. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
With the way the country is going?
Yes.
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're worse.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: border security, reducing crime, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Sorry. Creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. Which two will you pick?
I mean, those are all necessary. If I have to say, so reduced crime would come as a result of having fair opportunity. So I would say jobs with higher wages.
Okay. Great.
And then education.
Oh, from kindergarten to 12? Or the college?
Kindergarten to 12, those are formative years. College is important. as a college graduate, I understand the importance, but foundation is important.
And you said combating, no, what was the other one?
The other was the wages.
Oh, yeah, yes. Passing common sense, reducing crime, what is scary. Okay, raising wages. I got it. Thank you. Okay, now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you will feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you are half and half. Republicans in Congress, how much will you give them?
What's the question again?
I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you are very, very warm and favorable. 50 means that you half and half. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, please say so. How much will you give Republicans in Congress?
How much will I? So I understood the options. I just couldn't hear the question clearly. How? What about Congress?
Yeah, what's your feelings towards them? From 0 to 100, how much will you give them? Where 100 means you are in favor, and 0 means you are not in favor, and 50 means you have a half.
I would say 50.
50, okay. What about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott?
Yes.
I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
50.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I would say 100.
Okay. Joe Biden.
50.
Jill Stein.
Not familiar.
Okay. And the last one is Donald Trump.
0.
Sorry, I have a cold. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I would say undecided.
Okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump yesterday?
No, a lot happened yesterday. I was not able to.
Okay. So you didn't hear anything at all?
I did hear about it, but I didn't see it. So I can't knowledgeably speak about it. I can only go on opinion, so I would have to see it.
I understand. So you heard a little, some, or a lot?
Well, no, I heard people's opinion on it. I didn't hear any part of it or get to see any of it at all.
I understand. But so you heard a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. And what you see during the, no, you didn't see the debate. You already told me, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't see. I only heard what people thought about it. That's all.
Yes, okay. Okay, no problem. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, and cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Which do we pick?
The white supremacy and nationalism and Congress taking back rights.
Okay. All right, now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with the issue. Okay? Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Biden much better? Somewhat
Biden.
Better? Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Somewhat better as far as Biden.
Okay. Securing our borders.
Securing our voters?
Yes. No, not the voters. The border.
Oh, the border.
Yes.
Probably, Biden is probably capable, somewhat.
Okay. No problem. Okay, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep the guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I'm going to say Biden somewhat. I mean, I would say Trump, but the way in which he would do it won't be appropriate.
Nah, Trump will probably give them the guns.
Right.
Okay. Okay, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
I think Biden, he probably, with what he goes through, he probably, I would strongly agree he could get that handled.
Okay, so sorry. Okay, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
I would say somewhat. Biden.
Okay. In general speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Is much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable? Don't know.
I don't have an opinion on it, so I would say don't know. I mean, I have my opinion, but I think he's just doing what he can, so I don't really have an opinion on it.
Okay, no problem. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 elections. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or don't know.
The verdict against him, I agree as far as I agree with him being found guilty.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, right. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
Sorry?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. How often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Somewhat. I won't say very often because I set my news feed to things in specific. My cell phone gets certain news feeds about things, so somewhat as far as social media.
Okay. Now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, other?
Probably... Other.
Okay. Okay, we're already at 88%, so we're almost done, okay? Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate master's?
Postgraduate master's.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, single, separated, divorced, widow?
I'm married.
Unmarried. Living with a partner?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. I'm sorry. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm somewhat conservative.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I'm always at church. I'm pretty active. We'll do twice a week or more.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood where you live, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
It's a small percentage as far as the white neighbors that I have. It's very minimal. So whatever that lowest amount is.
Hardly any.
Hardly any, yes.
Okay, thank you. And will you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Not really urban, not really the suburbs. Closest is probably suburban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
One or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. This is the last question, and I'm sorry that I have to ask. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. You also.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Ay, como mierda. Todo se lo puedo tomar.